very good morning to you. Welcome now to Daily Digest on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. And yes, the minister is away for a while. For those who are tuning in for the first time since I've been sitting here, you're welcome to the show. Let's pick up the conversation from 5 a.m. today. In Lagos State, commuters are facing petrol scarcity, and added to that, commercial drivers have threatened to embark on a strike to withdraw their buses for 7 days over multiple extortion by parks and garages management. There is an association called the Joint Drivers Welfare Association of Nigeria, and they're saying that drivers have been subjected to indiscriminate harassment and extortion by their specifically alleging and accusing the Parks and Managers Committee, which the Lagos State government set up after the NURTW was banned in Lagos State. Now, the Parks and Garages Management Committee is to oversee parks and garages and to also, control the collection of this single levy that the Lagos State government put in place, the 800 naira per day for commercial drivers, which is meant to cancel out every form of payment throughout the day. We had extensive conversations with various commissioners here on Nigeria Info when that levy was put in place, and we were told that this was meant to be a solution to harassment and extortion on the road. In fact, this was supposed to eliminate agberos from the road, because no one should collect money from drivers aside from the ticketing of 800 naira per day. Apparently, this is not working, going by what I was told this morning, because now harassment is still ongoing. These persons who do not belong to any union, who are just rogues on the road, accost drivers, harass them, destroy their vehicles, harass passengers if you do not give them money. And I said at about 5 a.m. this morning that I believe that this is robbery, because they're faceless. They're not members of the NURTW. That's been banned. So who are they? And does the police know about this harassment? If the police knows about it, what have they done about it? Our citizens, have they reported this matter to the police? What was the reaction? And this planned withdrawal of services as a form of protest beginning on Monday will definitely affect a lot of Lagosians. But personally, I think that it's a good way to, bring their demands and their concerns and, to the government, if they will pay attention to them. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146-57190. Those are the numbers to call. WhatsApp is 0809597-5805. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know Michael on the line?
Welcome.
Do you know that at the bus stop, this so-called agbero collects money for policemen?
For policemen?
Are you out?
Yes, I know. I'm aware. I've heard that.
They collect money for LASMA. They collect money for policemen. Now, we can't pretend as though policemen and the authorities are supposed to be in the know, that are feigning that they don't know. They are aware. They are absolutely aware. So I think there's a lot of wrong going on. Government not wanting to own it up to their responsibility and the likes. That's my take.
Thank you very much. Now, I've heard these people say at parks and stuff, and say they're collecting owo olopa. Now, you will not see the police there with them collecting those monies, or you won't see them going to give the police the money. But they say, I've heard them say owo olopa. So if they're actually collecting and giving to the police, I can't confirm because I've not seen it, but I've heard them say owo olopa. Well, that's police money.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the show.
I'm Joseph.
Good to have you here.
Please, I always call Nigeria Info. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
I always call Nigeria Info and reported these cases of agbero on the road. If you see my truck now, I don't have two side mirror. There's no two. I don't have the two side mirror on my truck. They are no more.
Where did they go?
They are no more now. Because these clouds, they came out weather morning, night. If you let me, should I mention the places to you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. If you go to Maza, first gate, you meet them there. If you go to Maitu and under bridge, you meet them there. If you go to Alakija, you meet them there with even uniformed men that are supposed to protect us. That we're supposed to report all these things to. Last week, my friend was coming. Please, I don't know if you can give me time.
Just be quick, please.
Last time, my friend was coming from Sound of. He was bringing tarpaulin because we used to carry jumbo bag, those things that they used to do soap. So my friend was coming from Sango Gate with tarpaulin that we used to cover in covering the load to protect water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that these boys chased my friend down and brought down the tarpaulin?
Whoa.
And my friend went. He begged them that he doesn't have money. They say he should pay sanitation money. What's the meaning of sanitation money? Somebody carrying in his own property on his head.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Good morning, Golo.
Good evening. Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, the problem now is not even only the commercial buses.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to Pensimima, Oba, Adege, from 5-6 upward, they block private cars and they expect you to give them money. And if you refuse, they start hitting your car. And the worst part of it is that these guys are one pole away, close to where police are, and they don't do anything.
They ask private car owners to give them money?
Yes, they block your cars and they tell you, oh, what, I'll give you fine or something by force. And if you... before. They will start hitting on your cars. You see about 5 guys blocking your cars and say you must drop something. These are for private cars, so not for commercial buses. Oba, Pensilima, Agege Azix, from 5 o'clock upwards.
Wow. Thank you for pointing that out. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Olimo.
Welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you. I've been trying to reach you for like 6 months now. I keep only for my Agege. Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Who are you? You see, to deal with this agbero, until when the governor insists, we have say on his own, apart from collecting order from somebody, that is when agbero will be clear in Lagos State. As far as someone is still dictating for the governor, there's nothing, I repeat, there's nothing the governor can do. Thank you.
There's nothing the governor can do? The governor banned the NERTW. He did that. The governor did that. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Seth calling back.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. What's your name?
Please, if you go to many places, yesterday I was coming to Abdra. Do you know that I've been 8,000?
I'm sorry, that line is really poor. I'll head to WhatsApp in a bit. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Charles. I'm calling
Sam?
From Yaba.
Okay, go ahead.
The issue with this agbero, you need to come to Rile Igomo, doing your Rile precisely. And clearly you see how these guys collect money from police. And this is close to Rile police station. Police, DPO, all of them are all aware of what they do. Secondly, from Rile to CMS, we used to be 100 naira. They are now collecting 700,
huh?
600 naira.
What?
Rile to CMS used to be 100 naira. They now collect 700 naira, 800. You can come and verify. Because these drivers complain, between Rile to CMS, they meet close to like 10 checkpoint of agbero and police, collecting money from them. Rile to Kuka, come and interview the keke drivers who collect 15 naira between Rile to Kuka. And at the end of the day, this keke driver end up paying 9,000, 10,000 naira to different agbero checkpoints. And you wonder how much this guy make. The system is bad, and there is nothing anybody can do about it.
There's
politicians
nothing?
Know about this. Boy,
do you support this withdrawal of services by bus drivers?
If I support it?
Yeah.
To the extent I will support it, because if they don't protest, this will not stop. And the protest is not enough, because politicians know about these things because they use these boys during election.
All right. Thank you very much. So I want to know if you all support the protest by the Joint Drivers Welfare Association of Nigeria. I checked them out. All I could see is a Facebook page called Drivers Welfare Association of Nigeria, which has an address in Bayelsa. So I can't ascertain if that's the page, because I've been trying to get them and, you know, just understand how they run. Apparently, with what I see, they've been around for about 2 years plus now. About 2 years, I think about 2020. That's according to the information I was able to gather here. But we'll try to reach out to them. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Peter.
Good to have you here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Wanted to contribute for this matter.
Yes, please go on.
Even governor, I don't think he can do something. Let me shock you something. He's not fully transport, but private motor. Somebody, one of my neighbors, wanted to bond. He told me to bring some of the load to hospital. I bought private car, Toyota Crown, because when he born, he wanted to, from there, went to his mom's place.
Okay.
So because his husband is not around.
Okay.
I drive from Ajangbari to Alaba International. 1 o'clock midnight, these people owe me. You say, I must pay. I carry load. I say, this load you can see is a baby load with one Ghana must go clothes, something like that. You can see, I spent 30 minutes talk. End of the day, that midnight, I went to bank. I withdraw 2,500.
Wow.
I collected ticket. 2,500.
Wow.
It's a private car.
Wow. All right, so who are these people? That's the next thing I want to understand. These people who collect money, who are they? If they're not NURTW members, because the union has been proscribed, has been banned, who are they? Are they just guys in the area who just form a team? Good morning, hello?
Hello.
Put off your radio.
Hello.
Have you put off the radio?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm just calling from Amuwa.
All right, please go on.
Yeah, I'm a bus driver too, but not the passenger type.
Okay.
Carry load.
Okay.
This thing they are talking is very serious. If I load from Trade Fair, if you are coming from Trade Fair, from that bridge, where they are descending Trade Fair bridge, down to my two, you see about 10 of them. They have to give them money. If you don't give them money, before you know it, they will break your side mirror. They have broken my side mirror twice. I bought side mirror. The day I fixed it, the following day, it was broken at a first gate. And
so,
these boys are ready to beat you if you don't cooperate with them.
Who are these boys?
I don't know. Some of them, they will tell you money for, like if you go to Alaba, the man that complained about Alaba, if you go to Alaba, you spend almost 5,000 naira. They'll collect ballet one, they'll collect community one, they'll collect, say, local government, and they'll still give you that local state ticket that is supposed to be 800 naira, but they'll collect 1,000 naira.
So they operate within the parks?
They stay on the road. They stay on the road with this pipe person they used to hold in their hand. When they see you, even when you are not carrying anything, they'll bang on your motor, on your vehicle to know if you are carrying something or not. Sometimes they'll ask you to come and open, they'll confirm that you are not carrying anything.
Wow. This is serious.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the
Hello.
Show. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Sonny.
Go ahead, sir.
See all these things going on, so they have their father, go, their papa.
Who be that?
Which is even bigger than the state government.
Who's
so
their father?
Anytime such people say, stop, that will be the end. The necessary end, you will not see them for road again. Bye-bye.
Hey, okay. So, the planned strike. So, with what I see and assume, this Association of Drivers Welfare, Joint Drivers Welfare Association, isn't. They don't appear to be a very big association with a lot of members. The first time I heard about them was yesterday. So it's either that they've just been registered, or they've been around and they've been just really, you know, quiet. At 5 a.m. this morning, I realized a lot of drivers they just heard about the name also. So how will they be able to mobilize, commercial drivers to go on strike? Because if only a few drivers go on strike, that's going to be largely ineffective. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Ms. Emimo.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing? How was your night?
Very well, thank you.
This issue of boys exhorting people, collecting money by force, by fire. Let me just come out and open up everything for you. Maybe people are afraid to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the state government and their Ogakwarakota Tinubu.
Mm-hmm.
They are remitting Tinubu, they are remitting state government, remitting Bali, remitting other people, getting their own out of it. So the title will tell ourselves the truth.
But how do we prove that they are remitting to the people you've mentioned? Are we able to prove any of this?
But that's what they used to say. They said they will give. Look, MC Olomo, everybody knows MC Olomo is Tinubu's boy. Mm-hmm. And they are proud of him. That's why they put him in the position he is today.
Okay, so those are allegations. And again, you know, like I said, I've heard them mention Owolokpa, but if you can't prove, I mean, alleging is easy, but you'd also have to prove that they give these monies to these people. You can assume, or you could generically think that's what it is, but when you're calling radio, I need you to give me proof, you know, to what you allege. If you say they give money to Tinubu, have you seen it happen? Can you prove it? If you say they give money to the governor, can you prove it? Right, we need to be able to prove. So the thing, what we can work with is what we can prove. If you can't prove it, then I mean we can't work with it. All right. Good morning, hello.
Hello. Does that call you from Olodia Papa?
Good to have you here.
Well, this thing saying is that we know the truth. Like if you go for some roads.
Mm-hmm.
Police will be called, not the National Union, no. Because National Union is not a name, but people that are performing that such act. What I'm saying is that you're there, the police will stop you. First, you go there and collect money. When you collect that 100 naira, they will let you go.
The police will stop you so these guys can come collect money from you?
They will stop you one day. They will say the person will go to you and collect 100 naira from you, and then you will go. And on National Union issue, if you make this thing they want to do on Monday now,
mm-hmm.
this thing will cause violence because the National Union will not agree, and drivers will not, then it will get a crash. It will bring a crash among them.
And so we don't know if they're planning to have a rally, like a protest, a walk. You know, what their statement said is that they kick against paying motor park thugs at every bus stop. I'm quoting that statement. It says, we kick against paying motor park thugs at every bus stop. All illegal money paid after we leave the garages and parks should be abolished immediately. Harassment by law enforcement agencies and intimidation with guns, cutlass, broken bottles, by LASMA, really? Task force and IRS must end immediately. They also said that they pay for entertainment, they pay for security, they pay for the unit chairman's food, they pay other ridiculous levies with threats of violence at any slight refusal by the drivers. Let me quote that statement again, which reads, Lagos commercial drivers work like elephants and eat like ants, while the urchins under the aegis of motor park workers take a large chunk of our earnings. They allege that the law enforcement agents, like many of you have said, collaborate and hire thugs to attack and extort money from them every day without the drivers violating any law. So CACOL believes that they've got support from the Center for Anti-Corruption and Open Leadership, CACOL, which released that statement I read out to you. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the show. What's your name?
This is Mercy.
Mercy, please go on.
Yeah, the thing is that if Lagos State is not feeding from this agbero, they will not be on the road.
If what?
the Lagos state government are not feeding from those Agbero. They will not be on the road. That's just fact. That's just the fact.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that if the government wants them off the road, babe, they'll be off the road. Yeah, because we've seen the swiftness and the alertness with which the government stands up when it's time for a protest. For instance, the NSAS protest, also the commemoration of the NSAS second anniversary this year. We saw the response, the strong response, including water cannons, including, you know, everything. They came ready. So if the government wants, actually and truly wants them off the road, they will be off. We're talking about the government. We're talking about the government. If the government wants them off the road, they will be. Do you support this strike, this removal, withdrawal of services for 7 days starting on Monday? I don't know how many drivers will be involved in this withdrawal of services, but it appears to be a major shift in the transport sector by drivers themselves saying enough is enough. We'll go on a very quick break. I'll be right back. The phone lines are on fire. When I return, I'll start from WhatsApp 08095975805. Don't go away. All righty, welcome back to the show. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info, and my name is Wemimo Adewuni on Daily Digest. So we're looking at the threat by commercial drivers under the aegis of Joint Drivers Welfare Association, threatening to go on strike from next week Monday for 7 days. And I've asked, I don't know how big this union is. If they are big, it means that this strike is going to be really, really, really tough for Lagosians moving from one place to another. All right. Thank you for joining the show again. Let's go back to the phone lines. It's 080-0700-993-993-993. For female callers, 01465-7190. I promise to start from WhatsApp this time. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. Someone here said, I'm going to skip the part of your, because you apparently do not understand what I've just said. Okay. I'm just going to totally skip it because, all right. Jeremiah from Mainland, miscreant or area boys association of all kinds would not stop until government takes hands off it from its operation. I hope you heard a life treating, do you mean threat, APC made to those they said would block their way to presidency? Jeremiah, okay. Okay. I support the proposed strike as it remains the only medium for the commercial transport business people to air their paint with minimal risk to their personal security. It's affecting all business people, even those of us not doing transport business when delivering a product. If care is not taken, it will get to a point where Nigerians will be forced to pay tax for carrying personal food items and groceries in bags by these Agbero guys. Ralph from Ilukbeju, thank you. This is very long ago. What's your name? Let's start from there. No name to this very long message. You said, like one of your callers said, there is the Baba of all Baba that these miscreants deliver to. We all know it's a racket. Yes, I agree it's a racket, but I can't make allegations without being able to prove it on live radio. A business venture? Well, possibly. Okay, I hear you. Anonymous, answering your questions on who are these boys. They are the converted boys from the band NURTW to the Lagos parks and garages. They are the almighty Lagos Agberos. They are everywhere. So far, it's Lagos State and police and LASMA under them. The last caller, what he said about Agberat, Ogba, Pensinima and Agege is 100% correct. The worst thing is that there is Area G police station at Ogba and another one at Penn Cinema, but they will see these guys extorting and turn a blind eye. Etim Godwin from Lagos, thank you very much for your comment. Okay, I hear you. I feel sorry for drivers when I'm in a bus experiencing the harassment by those thugs over some amount of money. I think this payment can be automated. Necessary fees that is needed to be paid by the driver should be paid to the bank. Yeah, but they even pay on a daily basis. They still get that ticket, 800 naira, which the government said would be the one payment per day, I mean, ticket. So these people stay outside the garages and they still ask them for money and beat them up or ruin their buses if they don't comply. All right, let's take some more calls. Good morning, hello. I'll give it 2 seconds. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
No, you're not. Put off your radio and call me back. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good to have you here.
Hello.
I can hear you. What's your name?
My name is Mr. P. I'm a bus driver.
Oh, good. Are you a part of this association? Have you heard about them before?
I'm a bus driver. I want to tell you my own experience.
Did you hear my question?
I support 100%. I support the strike action.
Okay. Your line is very poor. So what I wanted to know is if you've heard about this association before and if you are a part of the association or you are going to join in just in solidarity. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
You're welcome to the show.
Yeah, concerning the issue of Agbero collecting money, if somebody says that the government is not aware of it, it's just keeping a blind eye to and everybody sees and knows. For instance, if you get to Okoko bus stop, I don't know, Okoko in Ojo, even as I'm talking to you now, you see the policemen, one or two will come at the front of a commercial vehicle, and then one of the Agbeyos will come, collect money from the driver and say, it's for the police. And if he refuses to pay, the police will direct the vehicle to park. And that is where the problem starts from. Apart from that, everywhere in Ojo here, you see the people that used to wear yellow, they used to call Road Transport Employees Association, and the government has banned. Now you see them, they don't wear uniforms anymore, but they come, they harass drivers, they harass. Even when you are going with your own private vehicle and you have a little load in it, they will insist on you paying. And if you don't pay them, they will harass you, they beat you up, they remove your side mirror, they remove the wiper, and all sorts of embarrassment and harassment. So I believe the government is aware of it, because if not, they will be wiped off the roads.
All right. Thank you very much. So this is what I want to understand. What you've described to me, and I've seen it happen, is that a police officer would stop a car or a bus, possibly to give room for these area boys to extort the driver. If the driver does not comply, the police then ask the commercial driver to park. So, paint this picture for me. If the commercial driver or the private car owner has complete papers, has done nothing wrong, and you are told to park, and you park when the policeman insists that you do, if you insist on the policeman telling you your offense, I mean, what could play out? Do you think the Agbero could beat you up right there in front of the police officer? What I see happen here is a handshake between these people and possibly with the police, because the police will not directly ask you for money, but possibly there is a collaboration going on here. If you insist that the police should tell you of your offense, will the Agbero still harass you? Good morning, hello. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
What's your name?
Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
For me, I've always been an advocate for the Agbeyos to be out of Lagos State. That is what I have. Anytime I call in, they mention this, I always say, even when they invite the officials here for a campaign, I always mention it. The government are in support. They allow Agbeyos. Forget all these things they are saying, they'll come here. The last time the information or whatever...
Commissioner for Information.
Transport came here, there was a way he coined it now. They will come and tell you some of the blueprints they have, that they have, you know, they just pay 800 naira. Anybody that insists you pay another money, you should hold the person, you should do that, you should do this. And you don't have any task force to ask people to leave the road. Where in this world do you see people running up after vehicles and collecting money? Where do you see it in this part of, in any place? And they will tell you that Nigerians and Lagosians are not paying tax. Lagosians are not paying, where people are paying multiple tax every day and they collect it at the bank. So, when else you have these people here, please help me ask them, What is the essence of people pushing motor up and down and collecting money? Where is it done? Now, I want to understand. That's my own. I don't. The government is part of this thing. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. So what I've seen, I mean, of course, we've had various interactions with government officials, mostly commissioners on this matter. And the usual conclusion of this matter is that they insist that drivers must insist on not paying these monies. And that drivers must report this person to the police. How's that going for you? Good morning, hello.
Hello, Madam Wemimo.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, welcome.
This is Dennis calling from Oloja, Papa.
Okay.
Thank you very much. But based on the issue on this Agbego and tax listing,
mm-hmm.
I want to say something about that too. That is Lagos State policy. And since Baba is running for the office of the president, Lagos should expect more taxes, so because we are the one that will pay for any expenses Baba spent. We the Lagosians, we are the ones that we pay that money. Baba did not win that election. Thank you very much and God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. There was also a time, I mean, quite recently when when drivers complained, in fact, there was a video, I saw the video where drivers complained that they were being forced to buy a ticket for Bola Ahmed Tinubu and place it on their keke and all, and they revolted and so on and so forth. They were supposed to buy it for maybe 500 or 1,000 naira, you know, to put it up on their stickers, quite possibly. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So you said something earlier. You said that if the government wanted to stop them, mm-hmm. they can.
Yes.
So what does that tell you? They're not interested in stopping them. If you're benefiting from something, why would you stop it? They don't want to stop it. It's obvious. Why did, what's his name in Oyo State? That was one of the first things he did. Why did he do that? Why has Lagos refused to do the right thing? Why are they happy to make our lives hell? Why? This thing is, look at everybody that has called. It's a living hell in Lagos. They don't care. Everything that adds value to our lives, they do not want to do it. That's the bottom line. I support this protest. If it could be longer, it would be great. Because we can't just keep going on like this.
Right. Thank you very much for calling. Let me tell you what happened in Anambra State. I mean, Lagos is not the only state where we have this issue. Let's understand that. Lagos is not the only state where you have touts, you know, under the aegis of unions and so on, harassing drivers, molesting them, extorting them. This is what Anambra did. Now, first of all, their new governor, Charles Soludo, banned their unions. He banned all of them. Bus, tricycle, whatever, every union banned, particularly tricycle and shuttle bus unions. He banned them. He banned touts. He didn't want to see any of them anywhere. And here's the part that I now like. You know, when I like something, I really like it. Now, the government now offered health insurance to drivers to make things easier for them. The government offered them health insurance. Isn't that good? You know, to say, oh yeah, as drivers, all right, you can get health insurance and you can, you know, this is just to make it easier for you. Of course, they're going to pay a sum of money to register, but the government provides health insurance. In fact, part of the things I read in the news at night today is that the government of Anambra State has also struck out taxes for the poor. So if you're at the bottom of the ladder, no tax for you, just eat and live, which I believe the other governors need to learn from. You with me? Good morning, hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Joy Collins.
Welcome to the show.
You see, this Agbe matter for Lagos, eh? It will not stop. The one that I experienced one day is even little thing I bought, put on this aboki, I put it on a basket. They said, I will pay money for that little thing. I said, what? I said, me, I cannot pay anything. Aboki, give me my small lilo. That is how I carry it to my car by myself. And that road, they didn't allow me to even pass it, that place. I turn and go and pass a different place because I don't want to give them 1 naira. No, this Agbero of a thing, they cannot stop it because they use it very well in election. So long they still remain in power, they cannot stop that Agbero, except they are not in power. Thank you.
Well, when you say they cannot, so I really cannot, I can't agree with the word can't in this matter. Maybe will not might be more appropriate, but can they do it? Certainly they can. Here's what Anambra did. Loading and offloading in all government public parks is now free. Free. Every commercial vehicle driver who complies with this will get free health insurance cover. It's even free, oh. Free. That would enable the insured to have access to basic health as well as emergency services in any Anambra State hospital. What would this do? This would encourage the drivers to also by themselves resist the tout. Because if you resist and you're able to comply, then you are getting free health insurance cover. Oh, come on. Good morning, hello.
Hello. Well, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, I think I love the way you are also asking people to be there for quite all right. You see, the truth of the matter is a lot of people might not be able to have proof. But let me also tell you that in Lagos, it is not only the Agbero. You see those guys, when you go to the garage where they sell phones as well, mobile phone, you see some people, they come around and say, give me money. When I asked one of the guys, why are you giving him my eye? He said, bros, if you don't give her money, they go scatter this place. So I said, wow. I think one thing they need to do is each of the park, they need to look for the chairman, whether tricycle or Okada or bus.
Yes.
They need to pick all of them, call them for a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What is actually the amount that is needed on a daily basis? Call your boys together. Because that's the only solution. And like you said, the government will stop it if they want to.
Yeah.
They have the power to stop it. But they just need to have that political will to say, okay, I am going to stop it. Thank you very much. My name
is James
from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much. I'm back on WhatsApp. Tony from the US sent a message and says the governor banned NERTW but not the Agbero. Kicking them out means no second term in office for the governor. It says, who is Owo Chairman or Owo Sunday? Which one is Owo Sunday? They collect Sunday morning because it's Sunday. Who are these monies going to? Excuse me. It says the reason why they stopped Lekki tolls was the request by stakeholders to present cost incurred, revenue or levies collected so far, which they can't produce. I dare the governor to produce it. Well, people will ask questions. I also ask questions here. I remember very well about the toga. Like, okay, so it's some concession. So how far with this concession? How much have we paid? How much are we still owing? When is all of this ending? Right? You did not tell me your name. You say you are depressed because why will individuals or a group of people collect tax transportation revenue in any country? This is really poor. All right, your name is this is not your name. You're saying have you ever heard of this in any Western world? Onyechiku from Surulere, Wemimo, when Lagos State announced that 800 naira ticket, Oluomo told everyone who cared to hear that the 800 naira is different from the boys' usual money. That's correct, he said so. But is Oluomo greater than the Lagos State governor? Than the Lagos State government? Huh? Godwin from Maja, the only way to stop them is to vote out this government that is aiding them and voting in a government that is willing to stop their activity. In all of this, I don't know if you're seeing what I'm seeing, that there is also huge unemployment. Is it unemployment or they are refusing to work? I mentioned this at 5 a.m. last week when I asked you that the people who have lost their jobs due to the Okada ban, what are they doing now? Someone told us here over the phone that he knows some of them who, because they can't ride bikes now and they need to, you know, fend for their families. Now they have gone to join the touts at the various bus stops to collect money to also start harassing drivers. because according to him, they make more money now than even when they were riding the bikes because they know how much these guys collect from them on a daily basis. So we're expanding the net of people who are seeing a job possibility, quote unquote. I don't know how this is a job, you know, but they're seeing this as an opportunity to make money. So more and more people are tempted to go join them. If you've got a tough face and tough voice and you look muscular and you can harass people and maybe beat them up, this should not be happening anywhere. You didn't tell me your name. You said the governor banning NURTW was to protect their own NURTW from control of the one in the center who are against them. What does that mean? Okay, maybe you mean the national NURTW. Is that what you mean? I can't assume for you. In addition, what's your previous message? You said the harassment is just too much and it's just because Oluomo feels he's untouchable and bigger than the governor. That nobody should be able to think that. There is a certain amount being remitted to the government and not the governor or the Jagaban, but he is an instrument they use. How? All right. This is just this morning. That driver has been extorted because he's relocating to Badere. Let me see the video. Oh, okay. He carried mattress and he's moving. So the boys want to call. No, so like they're almost going to charge you for breathing. Like if you breathe or you sneeze, you will pay. If you cough, you will pay. If you scratch your neck, you will pay. This is totally ridiculous. He said that Ajah Park is the worst. Imagine loading from Ajah to Ekpe, total of 9,000 naira. Agbero will collect 3,500 as their own charge out of 9,000 naira. The worst of all is if you are relocating to Badere or coming from Badere, they will still collect money from you. Innocent from Aja. Mike from Ibejileki, all the stories you hear about the Lagos Agbero is true and the state government does not have the willpower to stop because they are their foot soldiers. Is Anambra State not in Nigeria? Why can't Lagos do the same? Okay, let's take a few more calls. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, sir. What's your name?
My name is Jimo.
Jimo, welcome.
I'm calling from Lekoto.
Good to have you here.
We can't stop Agbero in Lagos. You know why?
Mm-mm.
They are working for the politicians. They are the ones they use. If an Agbero head can organize a rally in Lagos for the politician, how can you stop the Agbero then? Let us just face the fact. We all know this truth. Good day.
Thank you very much. Truth is, they have a right to organize a rally. Even you can organize a rally, okay? So remember, you're on radio. So I understand. See, the ones you have said and the ones you have not said, I understand. You understand me? I got you. But, All right. Good morning, hello. Hey, sorry about that. Do you want to call again? Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
You're welcome to the show.
Is my take.
Yes, what's your name?
Can I remain anonymous?
Okay, that's all right.
You see, one of the reasons why they will not be able to ban this Agbero is because they are also generating revenue that are not being accounted for. I'm telling you, see, madam,
yes.
If you want to do a good, thorough job, and see Oluomo will not come to your studio, take your time, go to his office. He will speak in Yoruba. Listen to him. Record him. Interview him. I'm telling you, these guys are remitting an unaccounted for money. So when someone who came out and said he banned Agbero, he's just playing to the gallery. He didn't ban anything. If you want to see the worst of them, come to Rilegumu. You will
weep. All right, many thanks. Now, I remember, now that you mentioned that interview, I remember that I actually reached out to MC Oluomo a while ago, but he had traveled and we couldn't find a way to get that to happen. All right, see, I have just as much time. I can't expand the time. And there's always a lot to talk about every day. But let me put that again on my list of to-do. What was my earlier to-do? Let me see. Let me put that on the list of to-do. Yeah. Mental health costs birth for men, yeah, and then this one. All right, let's see what we can do about all of this next week. I'm going to make attempt. Hopefully, we get somewhere with this. All right, Lagos, that's the show. I have to go. Thank you all for hanging in here with me since 5 a.m. We'll do it again tomorrow from 5. Yeah, or 5:15, depending on how it runs. But tune in from 5 a.m., all right? Thank you very much. In advance, pardon us if there are a few interruptions here and there during broadcast. Just pardon us. We're working to fix a number of things. All right. So, but from tomorrow, let's have the show coming up right. So tomorrow is Thursday. It's Health Day. So we're talking about hydrocephalus tomorrow from 8 a.m. You need to learn about what it is and how families are going through a lot, coping with this, and how you can also cope. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. What's Up Lagos is next after the news. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. Have a great day.